各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, everyone.
再次欢迎大家来到神的殿中，我们要继续思想神的话语。
We welcome you to come to our church today. We want to be here to study the word of God.
今天的题目是基督徒的美德。
Today's topic is Christian's virtue.
在圣经里面呢，有很多记载教导我们如何成圣。
In the Bible, it was recorded in many places and teaches how to be good.
比如说这个圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔以及节制。
For example, many virtues such as knowledge, such as temperance, such as God's holiness, and God's kindness.
而在这个彼得后书呢，也写了一些东西，教导我们说如何在基督里面成长。
In 2 Peter, there is a lot of examples and teaches how to growIn our virtue.
这些东西就是基督徒该有的美德。
These are the virtues Christians is supposed to have.
所以我们若是可以的话，我们一起来念，我们一起来念彼得后书第一章五到七节，来请。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识。有了知识，又要加上节制。好，我们继续念到：有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上前进；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。大家对这段经文都很熟悉哈。好，我们请方弟兄来念一次英文。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge the temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to the brotherly kindness charity.
所以德行、知识、节制以及前进、爱弟兄以及爱众人的心是基督徒要有的六个美德。
So virtue, knowledge, temperance, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity are the six virtues that Christians need to have.
很多人听到这个题目就很高兴。
And I think a lot of people are happy about this topic.
太好了，我的太太或我的先生需要这一篇道。
This is great. My wife or my husband will need this. Listen to this sermon.
我们听到是为自己听。
So when we hear the sermon, it's for ourselves.
讲道也是为自己讲。
And it's for ourselves when we listen.
是为了要能够让自己更进步。
And it's to for ourselves to be to improve.
所以让我们从第一个美德讲起。
So let's talk about the first.
就是德行。
Is the called virtue.
在腓立比书，保罗呢也同样的鼓励我们要有德行。
So in Philippians chapter 4, Paul teaches to have virtue.
最后一段话讲说，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞。这些事你们都要思念。
And he says at the end, he says all these things you need to think on these things, think about these things.
这个德行到底是什么意思呢？
So what does this really mean?
在原文里面呢，有一个带有勇气的意思。
In the original language, virtue means have courage.
换句话说，有时候我们做好事是需要冒险、需要勇气的。
In other words, we want to do good things. Sometimes we need to.Take risk and have courage.
在旧约里面有一个人物叫做拉合。
In the Old Testament, there's a person called Rahab.
她虽然出身低贱，是一个妓女。
She was a prostitute.
但是呢，在新约却称赞她是一个义人。
But in the New Testament, she was called righteous.
有信心的人。
It was someone with faith.
为什么呢？因为她冒着生命危险。来把这以色列的两个间谍藏起来。
Because she take risk, risking her life to hide the two spies of the Israelites.
所以德行做善事有时候是要带着勇气的。
So with virtue to do good things, sometimes you need to take risk and have faith.
希特勒屠杀犹太人的时候。
When Hitler Hitler killed the Jews.
有一些呢外邦人，他们不是犹太人，他们就冒险把这些犹太人藏在他们家里面。
Many Gentiles, non-Jews, they actually risked their life to hide the Jews in their house.
于是呢，现在的犹太人就很尊敬这些外邦人。
Therefore, the Jews today respect the Gentiles very much.
称呼他们是国际英雄、国际义人。
Call them the international hero, international righteous person.
在这个以色列。
In Israel,
有一个大屠杀的博物馆。
There is a museum about the Holocaust.
而在这个博物馆里面，竟然有超过一万个外邦人的照片。
And there is in this museum, there is more than 10,000 pictures of the Gentiles.
犹太人呢，还邀请这些曾经救过他们的外邦人来到以色列居住。
And the Jews, the Israelites, ask them to.Come to Israel to live there.
给他们居留钱、居留权，给他们保险以及一些补助。
And give them the residency, give them many benefits, and give them some money.
为什么犹太人这么尊敬这些外邦人呢？
Why do the Jews respect these Gentiles so much?
因为这些外邦人不单单有德行，而是带着勇气、英雄式的一个行为、善行。
Because Gentiles are they think that they have a lot of courage. They're actually heroes to save the Jews.
所以有时候帮助人是需要勇气，是需要冒险的。
So to help people, you need to take risk and be courageous.
但是呢，第二点，我们不单单是要带着勇气，有时候我们做善事也要带着智慧。
But secondly, not only we need to have courage, we also need to have wisdom.
我们要小心做好事的时候不要害到别人。
And we need to be careful when we do good things for people. We don't want to hurt people.
有时候一个人做善事是越帮越忙。
And sometimes you are actually doing in reverse, worse than what you want to help people.
有些时候我们帮助人反而弄巧成拙。
Many times we want to help people, we actually did the opposite.
在旧约有一个先知。
In the Old Testament, there is a
列王记上十三章 prophet.
There's a prophet in king, the first king.
上帝讲说，先知啊，你不可以在这个地方过夜，也不可以在这个地方吃饭。
God told him, this prophet, you cannot live here, you cannot eat at this place.
知道这一段故事吗？
Do you remember the story?
结果有个老人就跳出来讲说，先知啊，上帝跟我说，你可以在这边睡觉，也可以在这边吃饭。
But there's a woman that jumped out and told the prophet that, yes, the God told me you can live here, you can eat here.
这个老人的动机是好的，他是想要行善，有德行。
What this woman wanted to do is actually want to do good things to help him.
没想到却害死了这个先知，被石头咬死，被狮子咬死。
But it was just the opposite. This prophet was actually attacked by a lion and killed by a lion.
所以你讲说，圣经说要有德行。
So the Bible tells us you need to have virtue.
这个德行不单单是鲁莽带着勇气，也要有智慧的。
The virtue is not just have courage and faith, but you want to have wisdom.
免得你越帮他越忙，他越烦恼。
So you don't help in the opposite way.
但有智慧的德行呢，不单单不要害到人，也要小心不要被别人害到。
So with wisdom, not just to be careful not to hurt people, but you want to be careful that you won't get hurt from doing it.
现在如果一个老人在中国摔跤，你敢不敢把他扶起来？
So in China, if there's an old person that fall down, will you be able to help him up?
这个社会呢，很多时候在抹杀人的良心。
In this society, many times our faith gets killed.
你跌倒了，我把你扶起来，你还诬赖我说是我撞倒你的。
So if you fall down, I help you up, you actually accuse me for pushing you down.
所以在这个环境之下，你怎么可能会有德行呢？
So in this environment, how can you have virtue?
所以有一个人很聪明，他看到一个老人跌倒了，就跟旁边人讲说，你赶快帮我摄影。
So there's one person that's very smart. When he saw an old person fall down, he told the person next to him, can you take a picture?
在很远的地方跟这个老人讲说，哎，我把你扶起来，你不可以告我，我现在写下来，你要签名。
And from far away, he told the old man, you're falling down, I'm going to help you, but I want you to sign it to so you won't sue me later.
这个是带有智慧的德行。
This is virtue with wisdom.
所以做好事不容易啊。
So it's not easy to do good things.
好人难做。
A good person is hard to be.
难做好事。
And it's difficult to do good things.
是难做好。
And the things are not easy to be.
在这个世界上面，我们要当好人，都要很小心。
In this world, we want to be a good person. We actually want to be careful.
但是感谢上帝。
But thank to our Lord.
我们在有第一个美德德行的时候呢，我们不单单有勇气，我们也要有智慧。
In this virtue that we need to have, not only we want to have courage, but we want to have wisdom as well.
我们是不是有在德行上面成长呢？
Have we grow in virtue?
第二个美德，
the second virtue,
就是在知识上面成长。
It's about growth in knowledge.
彼得后书三章十八节也讲说，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿们。
In 2 Peter chapter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
为什么要在知识上面长进呢？
Why do we need to grow in knowledge?
因为一个在知识上面成长的人，
because a person that has grown in knowledge,
一定在生命上面成长。
And he's going to grow in faith for sure.
我再重复一次，一个人要生命成长，他一定要在知识上面成长。
A person needs to grow in faith. He must grow in knowledge.
我上大学的时候，
when I was going to college,
很没有自信，
and I was lacking confidence.
因为我的父亲是个军人，
because my father is in the military,
所以从小就用军队的方式来对待我。
So ever since I was a kid, I was treated as he was in the military.
我从小所接受的讯息就是，哎呀，你怎么这么会闯祸？你怎么这么糟糕？你怎么这么烂？
What I have received when I was a kid is about why am I always in trouble? Why am I not as good?
还有，你怎么这么笨？
Why am I so not smart?
结果我长大之后，我发现说，原来我一点都不笨。
But when I grew up, I feel like I'm actually very smart.
但怎么办呢？我的这个自信没有办法进步，没有办法成长，我就去读书以及参加一些 conference 来提高我的自信。
So how do I grow in my confidence? I actually wanted to study a lot and participate in many conferences to improve my confidence.
我在知识上面成长，教导我怎么样能够有自信，我整个生命就成长了。
When I grow in knowledge on how to have confidence, my faith actually grew.
于是呢，我进了神学院之后呢，在教会我发现我第二个问题。
When I went to the seminary school, I realized I have a second problem.
就是我不是很会交际，人际关系这些技巧我都不是很会。
I'm not very good at socialize with other people and the technique of socializing.
可是牧师要探访啊，你总是要跟别人嘘寒问暖嘛，对不对？
But when pastor has to visit, he has to be socialized with other people.
于是呢，我就去参加卡内基的这个 conference, 教导我们怎么样 make friend, OK?更多的朋友，然后更有影响力。
So I went to study in Carnegie Hall to learn how to get along, how to know other people.
于是我就成长了。
And then I grow.
一个人生命要成长，一定要在知识上面成长。
A person needs to grow in his life. He must grow in knowledge.
那你想说，我该怎么样有更多的知识呢？
How do I have acquire more knowledge?
我没有办法再更加强调阅读的重要。
I can't emphasize any more about studying or read books.
一个人要读万卷书，要行万里路。
A person, a good saying in Chinese, a person needs to read a million books and a journey for a million miles.
你五年之后会成为什么样的人？
What will you be after 5 years?
取决于你现在读什么样的书。
It depends on what kind of books are you reading these days.
有人问说，哎，某某领导，你是一个领导学的专家，请问你的秘诀是什么？
And people will ask a great leader, says, you are a great leader. What is your secret?
他就讲说，所有的领导有个共通点，就是一定要读很多的书。
So there's a common point about leadership is that you need to read a lot of books.
你去一个公司问一个主管，为什么你 CEO, 你的薪水是我的十倍？
When you go to a company, ask the management, the CEO, ask him, why is your salary 10 times my salary?
这个 CEO 就会回答你说，因为我一年读50本书，你一年只读一本书。
The CEO will answer, because I read 50 books a year and you only read one.
要成长，
and you want to grow,
尤其是在知识上面成长，
especially in the realm of knowledge,
一定要花时间读书。
And you must devote your time to study.
少看一点连续剧，
and watch less soap opera.
少看一点韩剧。
And Korean, less Korean soap opera.
我跟你讲，小孩子现在被电动玩具抓住。
Let me tell you, today's kids were kind of controlled by the video games.
结果大人骂他，你这个小孩子不好好读书，一天到晚玩电动，结果自己跑去看韩剧。
And parents scolded the kids why you play games all day, but they want to watch the soap opera all day as well.
这些制作人都是有心理学家去研究，我怎么样让你看半个小时的韩剧，在结尾的时候让你忍不住想要看下一集。
So the people who make these soap operas, they are use psychology to plan this out. So you can, after you watch half hours of soap opera, how does it get you to watch the second half?
要花时间多多阅读。
You need to take the time to study more.
因为在知识上面成长。
Because to grow in knowledge,
我们生命就可以进步。
And our life, our faith will improve.
我在小时候在主日学的时候，老师问我一个很有意思的问题。
When I was in the children's Sunday school, my teacher asked me this
他讲说，学生们，如果现在上帝把你放在一个孤岛、荒岛上面
，He asked students if God wants to put you in a deserted island.
你只能够选三样东西，你会想要哪三样
？You can only bring three things with you. What will you bring?
我就回答，我就想说，我希望有一把吉他。
My answer is I want to have a guitar.
我要有一本圣经。
I want to have a Bible.
还有一箱的书。
And a box of books.
一定要多多阅读。
Must read very frequently.
圣经讲说这是第二个美德。
And the Bible told us this is a second virtue.
在知识上面要成长。
And you need to grow in knowledge.
第三个美德。
The third virtue.
就是节制。
It's called temperance.
牧师 John MacArthur.
Pastor John MacArthur.
讲说我们在两方面必须要有自制力。
And he says there's two things we need to control ourselves.
第一是旧约的箴言25章28节讲说要控制我们的心。
First is in Proverbs 25:28 to control your heart.
以及在雅各书新约第三章讲说要控制舌头。
And in New Testament James chapter 3:7-8, control your tongue.
我想节制这个美德在知识后面是有它的道理的。
And I think the temperance virtue behind knowledge must have its own way.
一个人可能很有知识。
And a person may have a lot of knowledge.
但是却不节制的话。
But it cannot control himself.
这些知识就基本上很难活出来。
And this knowledge will not really grow out.
我在路易斯安那的时候。
When I was in Louisiana.
因为我的办公室是在美国教会里面。
My office is inside an American church.
前面呢有一个柜台，然后有一个这个姐妹坐在那边，就是这个information desk.
There's a receptionist area where it's called information desk.
她在她的这个桌子上面摆了一个很大的牌子。
And there's a big plaque on her desk.
这个牌子上面的意思呢是，如果你没有好好想，如果你没有好话说，你就不要说话。
And the plaque says, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
因为她知道她常常用嘴巴闯祸。
And because she knows that she would get in trouble with her tongue.
但是这个牌子放了半年之后。
But this plaque was there for half a year.
她讲话一直得罪别人。
And he still hurt other people when she talks.
她自己也知道。
And she realizes too.
就想说，哎呀，这个牌子放在我面前一点用都没有。
She says, this plaque in front of me has really no use.
有知识。
With knowledge,
可是没有自制，没办法活出来。
But no temperance, you can't really show your virtue.
没有用。
There's useless.
我有一个生意人的朋友。
I have a friend who is a businessman.
他跟我讲说，其实赚钱是不困难的。
He told me making money is really not very difficult.
我说你在开玩笑吗
？I said you must be joking.
赚钱不困难。
Making money is not easy.
他讲说，我知道一切的知识，在股票上面什么时候要买股票，在期货上面什么时候要进入市场，我都知道这些知识。
He says, I have all the knowledge how to trade in the stock market and how to enter the future trade.
我也开了课，教了很多学生，他这样讲。
And he also opened classes to teach a lot of students.
但是为什么我的学生没有办法赚钱？
But why is that my student cannot make any money?
而我可以赚钱呢？
But I could.
因为我有自制，他没有。
Because I have self-control and the students do not.
我的学生，他的学生很生气，来责问他：“你这个老师一定把一些秘诀藏起来，投资的秘诀没有跟我们说。”
The student was upset and come to see him. Says, "You must have keeping some secret from us."
这个老师讲说：“天地良心，我已经把一切我知道的事情，关于怎么样投资，传授给你们了。”
And the teacher says, "Honestly, I already teach you everything that I know."
只不过我有自制，你们没有。
But I have self-control, and you don't.
所以这个股票的一个专家，Warren Buffett.
So Warren Buffett, he's a genius in investing.
他讲了一句话在蓝色这个字里面，他讲说要 control 这个冲动，这个冲动怎么样呢？当别人在投资的时候，你要控制这个冲动。
So what he said was, is what you need is the temperament to control the urge that gets other people into trouble investing.
我们知道我们常常讲话可能会闯祸。
So we know that our tongue gets us in trouble.
有这个知识没有自制没有用。
With the knowledge without temperance is no use.
我们知道什么时候该投资。
We need to know when do we need to invest our money.
有这个知识却没有去这个做出来没有自制也没有用。
With this knowledge, we cannot control ourselves. The exercise is no use.
自制最后的目的。
But the end, result of temperance.
不是教导我们言语不要犯罪，或者是投资不要赔钱而已。
It's not tell us to be careful what we say or be careful with our investing.
自制最后的一个目的就是能够有好的见证。
The final purpose is to have a good testament.
当一个人连自己都管不了的话，
when a person even cannot control himself,
他很难有好的一个见证。
And he would not be a good example.
所以我们是否有在自制这个美德上面成长呢？
So have we grow in temperance?
接下来的这一个美德，
The next virtue
前进
is godliness.
在原文里面呢，这个前进或者是进前哈，不能够拿来形容人和人之间的关系。
Original meaning of godliness is something that cannot be described in between a relationship between
people. 因为这个字的对象是上帝，你只能够用这个字来向上帝很虔诚的敬拜他。
Because this word is really the relationship between God and us.
而在约翰福音呢，第四章二十四节教导我们一个功课，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
In John chapter 4 verse 24 it says God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
告诉我们说虔诚的第一个功课就是必须要真心。
Tell us that godliness, the first lesson is to have spirit, have truth.
不是外在好像表现出他很虔诚的进食或者是祷告，像法利赛人一样。
It's not shown on the outside like the Pharisees, just shown on the outside.
乃是内心发出的一个真正敬畏虔诚的态度。
It's something from within that shows spirit and shows truth.
David Platt 这个牧师，
The pastor David Platt,
他去南韩宣教的时候，
He went to a South Korean to missionary trip.
早上五六点就发现说有人在大街上面走路。
He found out that in the morning, 5-6 o'clock in the morning, people are walking on the street.
一看他们都往这个体育馆那个方向走。
And they saw all the people are headed towards the gymnasium.
他就很奇怪，现在又没有球赛，他们到底是去干什么呢？
He felt very strange. There's no big games going on. Why are they going to the gymnasium?
这些韩国的基督徒，他们早上起来去体育馆祭局祷告。
It turned out these South Koreans, they actually go to the gymnasium in the morning to pray.
于是这个牧师回到美国之后呢，
So when David Platt returned to the U.S.,
他就很感慨。
He felt very touched.
他讲说，现在我们美国基督教教会的风气不是这个样子。
And he says that in America, the Christians are not like that.
属灵的状况没有到那个程度。
Or their spiritual, is not as good as.
所以要求会有，甚至要求牧师五点起来祷告，基本上很困难。
So you ask somebody to wake up in the morning 5 o'clock to pray. It's a difficult job.
所以，与其强迫在美国的基督徒做出这样子祷告的模样，可是内心却还没有到那个程度的话，上帝不一定喜悦的。
So if you force the American Christians to do that, to get up in the morning to pray. And actually, it's hard for them to do that. That God is not going to be pleased.
他讲完之后呢，我就想到了一件事情。
So after he said that, I thought about this.
你们知不知道南韩啊有很多的祷告山
？Do you know in Korea there is many praying mountain?
哇，常常都傍晚大家一起去山上面祷告。
And everybody goes to the mountain to pray.
台湾也一样画葫芦。
So Taiwan has a copycat praying mountain.
在台中盖的祷告山。
There is a huge mountain, praying mountain that was built.
结果我和我父亲去的时候，哎，怎么空空如也
？So when me and my father went there, there's nobody there.
这个就是本末倒置。
And this is something that's not going to work.
当一些人有这样子虔诚的态度，有这样子渴望的时候，你再去盖建筑物嘛。
So when people has a desire to do this, then you can build the building.
而不是先盖一个很大的一个祷告山，然后讲说你们来哦，来哦，来祷告。
And it's not to build a praying mountain first and ask people to come.
所以虔诚是内心要先发出来的东西。
So the godliness is coming from inside first.
而不是外在的一个表现。
It's from within first, it's not externally shown.
我们是否有在敬虔上面成长呢？
Have we have any growth in godliness?
还是我们在教会聚会十年二十年之后，哎呀，我这种程度很平稳，心满意足了。
Or after 10, 15, 20 years, our church, we felt that spiritually we're fine, we're satisfied.
属灵跟学习一样。
Spirituality and learning are the same.
学如逆水行舟。
And learning is almost going against the stream.
下一句是什么？不进则退。
And if you don't take a step forward, you're going back.
我们属灵的生活，我们的敬虔，若是没有进步的话，就会退步。
Our spiritual life, if we don't advance, we will take a step back.
好，接下来呢，这个美德就是爱弟兄的心。
So the next virtue is brotherly kindness.
我们都知道在圣经里面，爱有好几种的这个字来表达，其中第一个就是 eros。
We know in the Bible there is many ways to express the word love. The first one is philia.
Eros.
Eros.
形容男女之间或者是肉体的爱。
This is about love between a man and a woman, sexually love.
第二个呢就是 fielo, 就是形容兄弟或者是朋友之间的爱。
The second love, word of love is fielo. It's a brotherly love between brother and sisters.
Philadelphia 这个城市是什么意思？
So the word, the city of Philadelphia is coming from
兄弟的爱嘛，对不对？
Brotherly love.
第三个爱呢，就是 agape。
The third love in the Bible is agape.
是形容上帝神圣以及无条件的爱。
It's God's love. It's unconditional love.
在这边呢，讲说我们要先有 fiero。
And here it tells us we need to have fiero first.
要先爱我们的弟兄。
It's to love our brother.
要先爱我们的亲人。
It's to love our close relatives.
在香港有一个牧师。
In Hong Kong, there is a pastor.
他的名字叫做麦希珍。
His name is 麦希珍。
麦牧师呢，他就写了一本书叫做《铁摩铁信箱》，告诉牧者们怎么样去牧会。
So he wrote a book, translated as like a grinding mailbox. It teaches pastors how to grow their church.
其中呢，有一个传道的太太就写信给麦牧师，去跟麦牧师告状。
And there is a letter written by a woman.Kind of accuse somebody and wrote this letter.
写什么呢？写说
to this pastor.
我们家的这个先生，这个传道，对教会的人都特别好，尤其是年轻的女孩子。
And she says in the letter that my husband, a pastor, is nice to everybody, especially to the younger girl.
可是从来不给我钱，也不花时间陪小孩。
But he never gave me any.Money or spending time with the children, my children.
于是麦牧师就在这个书上面写说，这个牧师是一个不寻常的传道人。
And Pastor Max says this is not a very good minister.
因为你都没有 fiel 了，你都没有亲人的这个爱。
He says you don't have the love for your own wife or your family.
你怎么可能再去爱跟你没有血缘的人呢？
How do you love other people that's not related to you?
所以在 agape 之前，
So before agape,
我们要问我们自己说有没有亲人的爱。
We need to ask ourselves that we have any brotherly love.
所以这节经文，提摩太前书，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
For 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of?The Church of God.
最后一个美德
The last virtue.
就是爱众人
It's about charity.
在约翰福音三章十六节就把这样子的道理讲出来了
So in John chapter 3 verse 16 it talks about this charity.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whatever in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神的这个圣爱的对象是每一个种族的人。
So this is love is to everyone in every tribe.
所以在以弗所书讲到一件事情。
So in book of Ephesians, it talks about this.
就是我告诉你一个奥秘。
So I teach you a secret.
这个奥秘呢，就是每个种族的人都要在主耶稣基督里面合而为一，同盟应许。
So everybody of any race will come before Jesus to bow down.
这个犹太教的人听到会跳起来的。
When the Jews hear this, they were going to be.
怎么可能上帝的爱、上帝的救恩是在犹太人之外呢？
They were thinking that why is God's salvation outside of the Jews?
但是圣经告诉我们说，神的爱是对每一个种族、每一个地方的人。
The God's love is to every race from everywhere.
Mark Twain.
So Mark Twain.
他写了一个。这个故事叫做 Huckleberry Finn.
He wrote a book named Huckleberry Finn.
叫做这个顽童历险记。
It's Adventures of this the boy.
讲说有一个男孩呢叫做 Huckleberry.
There's a boy named Huckleberry.
他从家里面跑出来之后。
And he ran away from home.
遇到一个黑人叫做 Jim.
And he met a black person named Jim.
于是呢就一起旅行，然后发现说越谈越聊得来，然后关系越来越好。
So they traveled together, played together, and built a very good relationship.
于是呢这个小男孩心里面就起了一个挣扎。
And there is a struggle in this kid's heart.
这个黑人是逃跑出来的一个奴隶。
So this black friend is escape from slavery.
如果我不去跟我的白人跟我一样肤色的白人这个主人报告的话，把他抓回去的话，我对不起我的这个种族。
So if I don't report this black person to my race, the white masters, I'm not doing anything good for the master.
而且可能上帝会惩罚我。
And maybe God will punish me.
但他的这个神学观念有点错误，他讲说如果我不把这个黑人抓回去的话，上帝可能要我下地狱。
This is actually mistaken. If he thinks that if I don't bring this black person back to his slave, to his slave master, I'm going to hell.
但是呢，这个黑人跟我的关系这么好。
But this black person has such a good relationship with me.
他是唯一帮助我的一个朋友。
He's the only friend that's helping me.
我该怎么办呢？心里面就起了挣扎。
How can I do this? And he has a very big struggle in his heart.
他讲了一句话，罢了。
He said, "Oh, forget it."
我死就死吧。
And just let me die.
我下地狱就下地狱吧。
If I go to hell, so what?
我不会背叛我的黑人朋友。
I'm not going to go against my black friend.
为什么 Mark Twain 这个作家要写这段故事呢？
Why would Mark Twain write this story?
因为在他那个时代，种族的歧视还是很严重的。
Because at his time, the racism is very serious.
这个故事竟然告诉我们说，我们肤色以外的人我们也要学习去爱他们。
And this teaches us that people of a different skin color, we have to still love them all.
曾经有一个信徒在教会里面做祷告的时候。
There was a believer in church when he was praying.
他讲说，求主大大赐福我们中国人。
And he says, please have blessing on the Chinese.
大大复兴台湾人。
And have revival for the Taiwanese.
让我们华人在救恩上面大大的复兴。
And let us be great salvation within our Chinese community.
因为神给我们的责任就是拯救我们的民族。
Because what God has given us to save our community, save our people.
祷完告之后，
after the prayer,
唐崇荣牧师就站上来了。
So the famous 唐崇荣牧师 step up.
他是很不给人面子的。
And he will not give face to a lot of people.
他是想说，我实在是很不喜欢这个祷告。
And he says that I dislike this prayer.
他讲得很直接，他讲说我很厌恶这个祷告。
He's very straightforward. He says he hates it.
你以为救恩只是为华人预备的吗？
He felt that you think salvation is only for the Chinese people.
难道你没有读新约，神的救恩是为全世界而预备的吗？
Have you read the New Testament? The salvation is for the entire world.
他这句话就提醒了我。
And he reminded me.
马丁路德金。
Martin Luther King.
讲说我有一个梦。
Says that I have a dream.
就是我的小孩能够跟白人的小孩一起上学，一起工作。
Is that my children could go to the same school as the white children and could work together with the white kids.
可惜在马丁路德金那个时代， 反对他的这个言论的其中一个团体就是白人的教会。
So unfortunately, what object to his thoughts is actually from a white church.
所以当有一个无神论的朋友
，and when a friend who is a atheist
跟我讲说，有你们基督教在历史上面实在是有污有点。
And he tells me that in the history of Christianity, there is good and there is bad things.
我说没错，我们都是罪人。
And I said to him, that is correct. We're all sinners.
但是我们有在进步。
But we continue to improve.
现在基督教基本上已经没有太多的种族歧视在里面了。
So today in Christianity, there is not so much racism anymore.
当一个国家有难民的时候
，So you see when the country has refugees.
无神论或者是唯物论的国家比较不愿意接受这些难民。
The country with most atheists are having difficulty accepting these.Refugees.
但是有信仰的国家就比较容易包容其他的人。
But the country with religion, with Christianity, is more likely to accept the refugees.
基督教已经有在进步很多了。
A Christian has already improved a lot.
我们已经越来越国际化，不同的皮肤，不同的种族，我们都要学习去爱，去接受。
We have already get to a point where we love everybody in the globe, different skin color.
这个是摩门教还没有做到的事情。
This is something that the Mormon has not done.
当然现在他们也是在慢慢进步当中。
Of course, they're still in the process of improving.
因为在早期的摩门教会里面。
Because in the early days in the Mormon church.
他们认为说皮肤黑的颜色的比较黑的这个颜色这个皮肤是被诅咒的民族。
They think that the people with darker skin color are the people who were cursed.
天堂有好几层按照他们的这个教义。
Based on their teaching, there's many different levels in the heaven.
没有办法进去最高的那一层。
The black will not be able to get to the top of the heaven.
所以在摩门教会早期的时候你基本看不到黑皮肤的信徒。
So in the early days, in the Mormon church, it will be difficult to see somebody who has darker skin.
以及这个他们讲到如果一个跟你不同肤色的这个民族
And also if somebody that has a different skin color
你跟他结婚所生下来的小孩
If you marry that person and have kids
是不被上帝祝福的
And those kids are not blessed by God
我的妹妹就嫁给了一个美国人
So my sister married an American white person
生下的小孩我在那边看怎么会有这么可爱的小孩
And when I saw their kids I couldn't believeHow beautiful they are.
他按照摩门教的这个教导难道是不被上帝祝福的吗
And based on the Mormon's teaching, are these children not blessed by God?
圣经告诉我们说要 agape.
So the Bible teaches you have agape.
是无条件的也是对任何民族全部的这个爱。
And there is no limit to the agape, this is to everyone.
我们是不是有在爱别人爱众人的这个美德成长呢
Do we have this virtue to love?Everyone.
所以我们今天学到了德行这个美德
So today we learned about the virtue
知识这个美德
About knowledge
节制这个美德
About the temperance
还有前进这个美德
About godliness
爱弟兄的这个美德
Brotherly kindness
以及爱众人的美德
And the charity that loves everyone
圣经里面除了圣灵的果子之外
In the Bible besides the fruit of the spirit
彼得教导我们如何能够更进步更加成长
And Peter teaches how to be better how to grow more
但愿我们能够在这六个美德上面继续学习继续成长讨神的喜悦
May we continue to learn on these six virtues that
今天的回应诗歌是主我愿向你我们将以下的时间交给领事